Welcome to everyone on the Lacralo Governance Work Group call on Monday, the 14th of April at 2100 UTC. On today's call on the English channel, we have Dev Anand Tiluksing. And on the Spanish channel, we have Sergio Salinas Porto, Leon Felipe Sanchez, Banda Scarticini, Alberto Soto, and Umberto Carrasco. From staff, we have, apologies, from Raul Barr. And from staff, we have Silvia Vivanco, Terry Agnew, and myself, Isla Gruber. If I could please remind everyone to state their names when speaking, not only for transcript purposes, but to allow the interpreters to identify you on the other language channel, and also to please speak at a reasonable speed to allow for accurate interpretation. Thank you, and over to you, Sergio.
This is Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. Thank you, Gisela. I would like to note the apologies presented by Fatima Cambronero. It was impossible for her to join us today. I was able to speak to her earlier today, and she apologized because she is fully booked up with some personal issues. Also, she hadn't received this email. However, she knew that the meeting might take place today, and no doubt she is engaged in the Net Mundial meeting, and we are all equally engaged in the Net Mundial topics in order to meet the regional objectives. Having said that, I would like to thank you all for joining us on the call, Umberto Carrasco, our regional secretariat, and I would like to thank our chair, Alberto Soto. On the English channel, no doubt, I want to thank Dev Anand Tiluksing for joining us. With that, I will recap what we intend to cover on this call. This is a little bit of an unusual meeting, if you will, because the main speaker was going to be Fatima on this call. However, we will be able to make our contributions to give our input in relation to some topics that we have to discuss today. Well, one of the objectives of today's meeting was to have Jose Arce and Dev Anand Tiluksing present a report on certain subgroups that had been set up some time ago before the Singapore meeting. And both Dev and Jose had agreed to prepare something for today. I remember three groups had been set up, one in which Leon Sanchez, Fatima Cambronero, and Banda Scarticini were the members. And the objective of that group was to compile all the discussions to date regarding the Lacralo operating principles and draft a proposal with amendments or a proposal of amendments to our operating principles. But then there were other subgroups with Jose and Dev in charge. So since we are lucky to have Dev on the call, maybe he can give us a report or present a report on what he had to prepare for today. So with that, Dev, you have the floor. Go ahead, please.
This is Dave. Thank you, Sergio. I have to confess, I have not been made aware that I was required to be in charge of any working group or to give a report on the governance working group. So I'm a little bit confused as to what you're referring to, I'm afraid. So if you can clarify what these working groups were about, as I recall, the last working group meeting for the governance group didn't take place, which was before this ICANN Singapore meeting. I don't know if there was some sort of decisions, and I wasn't present for that meeting. were these decisions taken at that meeting? Thanks. I'll stop there.
This is Sergio speaking. Thank you, Dev. We are speaking about the following, and please, you know, I want you to remember this, or I will remind you of this. This did not take place in the meeting prior to the Singapore meeting, where you or which you couldn't attend, but in the meeting before that, that was chaired by Jose Arce, because I was not able to join that meeting. Well, in that meeting, you had agreed on certain activities, and I believe that you were going to take care of the rules of procedure. And this is what I was hoping you would share with us, you would present us. Maybe you had been able to make some progress on this topic, given that the topics were the following: metrics, operating principles, and then rules of procedure. We had three subgroups. The group dealing with operating principles, the members of that group were Leon Sanchez, Wanda Scartesini, and Fatima Cambronero. And they submitted their report. We still have to receive the reports on metrics and rules of procedure. And I believe that you were in charge of preparing that work on the rules of procedure. We are getting close to our GA and to the meeting in London. So it would be very nice to summarize or to complete this so that our GA reaches or comes to a very good ending. And we can debate our operating principles, and metrics. So, Dev, I don't know if you know if you remember now after this recap. You have the floor. Go ahead, please.
Well, this is Dave Anand. Thanks, this is Sergio. This is Dave Anand Luxing. I have to say, then I probably was not aware that I was the one in charge of doing the reporting. So I didn't receive any emails, you know, saying hey to provide this update. So I'm going to have to say there has been no report as such. I do have several recommendations regarding the operating principles. I should say the rules of procedure. And I can talk about a little bit about the metrics. Regarding the metrics, and this is all, I'm going to base this all on the previous discussions, that the reason why we wanted to introduce some form of metrics is because we are looking to, a majority of our at-large structures aren't participating in the ICANN policy process, and only respond to voting for whenever there are representatives to be selected for various positions. So the idea behind the metrics was that we would then look at, we should try to look at proper metrics to remove The idea behind the metrics is to come up with a mechanism by which ALSs that are only voting would not be able to vote in those type of elections until they have proven some sort of participation criterion that they are involved in LACRALO, be it LACRALO meetings, LACRALO policy discussions, comments onto the wiki, and so forth. I've been in charge of the at-large ALAC metrics, and the research I've been doing there indicates that some metrics can be collected. However, it would require some time to actually go into the past and begin to collect those metrics. I did a presentation in Singapore, and I'm going to try to post that link in the chat. If I could just quickly find it. Okay, let me see if I can find it. Just 1 second.
This is Sergio. Yes, of course, Dev.
Yes. Okay. Here it is. Apologies, I'm just trying to find the appropriate document. Give me a few seconds here. Apologies for this. Okay, here can we here. Okay, here it is. Huh. Okay. Now, so and in that presentation, I outlined several methods by which statistics can be pulled from the wiki. In terms of attendance records, for example, and then we can compile statistics on four persons in Lakralo. And the suggestion was that before we try to put any sort of metrics in our rules of procedure, we undertake the metrics analysis first, and then once people see these metrics. Then decide what type of thresholds we want to set. Because I have a feeling that if we were to try to set thresholds right now, and then we look at the actual results of what the metrics would then see, I think people will be very surprised. For example, we might wind up with well over half of all ALSs in Lakralo would not qualify to be able to vote. So I'll stop there regarding the metrics part, because I see some persons have raised questions.
This is Sergio speaking. I do not have access to the Adobe Connect room, so please feel free to ask for the floor. This is Alberto Soto speaking. While Dev was looking for, I want to make the most of time, so please, Dev, go ahead. This is Sergio speaking. Dev, go ahead, please.
Very well. This is Dev speaking. So I posted the link up to the at-large metrics in the chat where people can view the presentation, and I think it's very illustrative as to what you can do in terms of meeting attendance records. Also, even if somebody was to attend, and how often do they speak? The challenge is, finding persons willing to be able to do this, to collate the actual metrics, because it would be some time needed to actually do so. So that's one challenge. With regards to the rules of procedure, I've often advocated, before we take giant steps towards making changes, we should just start with small steps. And all journeys start with small steps. One of the things I have been suggested, and I've repeatedly suggested, is to harmonize the changes between the differences in the language versions between our rules of procedure. I have noted there have been about five or six rules where there is a difference in the language versions of the same rule. And my suggestion is to, for the rules of procedure, just start with making the changes, and so that we then look at a consistent rules of procedure from which to base further changes on. I can post the links to these various motions if you want. I have the text for those motions. Shall I do so? Because I mean, there are quite a lot of words there. I don't think I want to read every single one of them.
This is Sergio speaking. Yes, Dev, please go ahead and post the links in the chat room, please.
Okay. Very well. I wish I have two monitors here, so I can do this properly. Okay. So, all right. Some of the rules of the various motions. A motion to update Rule 7.3 of the Spanish version of the Rules of Procedure to conform with the wording of Rule 7.3 of the English version of the Rules of Procedure. There's also a motion to update the numbering of Rule 8.1 of the Rules of Procedure because it's inconsistent between the Spanish version and the English version. There's a motion to update Rule 8.2 in the Spanish version of the Rules of Procedure to conform with the wording of the Rule 8.2 in the English version. A motion to update Rule 11.2 in the Spanish version to conform with Rule 11.2 in the English version. All right, and I'll post the link there. A motion to update Rule 14.4 of the Rules of Procedure. Okay, and let's see, I'm trying to see if I have all of these motions. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The last one, which was the motion to update Rule 12.9. And the Rule 12.9, just to summarize, was the one that talks about the mathematical calculation for calculating votes. And this is the one regarding country coefficients and so forth, because it's the language used is the incorrect one. And so we needed to correct that. So those were the motions I had in mind. So now that I've posted those links in the chat, again, all of these motions do, with the exception of 12.9, which introduces new text, all it is doing is correcting each of the wording and to ensure that it's the same, and or changing the numbering so that it's exactly the same. In those motions, they are translated in Spanish as well. So if you go to each of those pages, you'll see the English version of the motion and then the wording in Spanish. Okay? All right, so now I think I will stop there now. And pause for any comments or questions.
This is Sergio. Thank you, Dev. If I may, I will ask a favor of you.
First of all,
I have a question. Could we please compile all this material in one document and have two documents, one in English and one in Spanish, with all this material compiled, so that we can debate or analyze this material in between our meetings? You have the floor, Dev. Go ahead, please.
This is Dave. Yes, I can do that. I could put together a page with each of these motions, certainly. I mean, it's just really now to just put them in one list, as they've been, they're already on the wiki already. So, yes.
This is Sergio speaking. Excellent, Dev. Thank you very much. We would really appreciate that. Alberto Soto, you have the floor. This is Alberto Soto speaking. Excuse me. I think that Wanda and Umberto have a comment regarding something that Dev said before. So this is Sergio speaking. Wanda, go ahead, please. This is Wanda speaking. Thank you. First of all, I see, or we have to take into account the following. This is ready for us to work on. So we have to focus on the following. We have to promptly decide on the points that we want to share with our colleagues so that they approve or disapprove these points as soon as possible. We have the principles ready. We have these motions regarding the rules of procedure that are really very interesting. So we have to work on them and draft a single document or prepare a single document with the final wording so that or the wording we agree on, and then we share with our colleagues in Lacralo. After that, we need to have the metrics. Now, my concern is that this needs to be finalized before London, because if this is not the case, we will have an endless discussion and we will not resolve anything. So my suggestion would be, Sergio, you should set a deadline for us to make this decision and to post the result of our work online and share it with our colleagues. Let us begin with the matrix. I don't know who is responsible for the matrix, but anyway, we must have everything ready. Time is running by, and so what are we waiting for? Thank you.
This is Sergio speaking. Thank you very much, Wanda. Umberto, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. Umberto Carrasco for the record. Sergio, I just wanted to add that the translation working group last year, at the end of the year, issued a report regarding the non-conformities of translation and taking into account the documents and background mentioned by Dev. So regarding these inconsistencies in language in the rules of procedures, we prepare a report which is ready. It's ready for approval in the London meeting, and the idea or the objective is to solve these unconformities or non-conformities. I'm looking for the link for you to see that information, and I think we can save some time for the governance working group. So this is my comment. Thank you very much. Sergio Zelina Spoto speaking. Thank you very much, Umberto. First of all, except for Alberto, because he has his hands up. Alberto, would you like to take the floor right now, or would you like to wait? This is Alberto Soto for the record. I would like to speak now because this has to do with what we are discussing. I knew that this information was posted somewhere, and now Umberto has confirmed that information. I knew this work has been already done, at least a comparison with the inconsistencies among the different documents in different languages. As Wanda said before, we are quite behind, and we have been, and if we keep on like this, okay, we will have the same results as in the Costa Rica meeting, and we cannot let this happen. So I think the most important objective now should be to create this working group to see what we need to do and start at once with a schedule, with a calendar, and with the different time frames to deal with this situation. When it comes to the metrics, well, I read all the information and all that they posted before, and at the very beginning, this was for the ALAC members, whose responsibilities are a bit different in terms of or regarding or in comparison with the ALSs. I will send something to the group. This is something very simple. This is very simple information. We need to agree on a certain amount of attending or people attending. Perhaps we can agree on the 60 or 50%, for example, attendance to webinars. We have many webinars along the year, and we always there are always the same people participating. So we can say one, two, or three, but there are always three or two participants in our webinars and in the ALAC meetings that are really important for us. We do not have a boat there, but we can participate as observers. So, and we learn things from there, which are very important for us. So we can do that in such way or in some other way. Now, when it comes to the metrics, my concern is how we should count metrics. Metrics should be very simple. For example, attendance, how to measure attendance, active participation. Then, how can we count active participation? I mean, if I am in a meeting, I am listening, or I am attending a meeting, and I am listening to the radio, for example, and I am doing nothing. And then I appear as someone participating in all the monthly meetings. So, the only two problems that I see right now is, first, how we can count, or who will count, attendance, and how we can define active participation, because if we participate in all the meetings, nobody raises a hand and speaks about this. This is Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. Thank you very much, Alberto, and I would like to make a comment. I believe that our main objective is to deal with all these topics. And I remember I mentioned that in the Cartagena meeting because we dealt with a lot of issues related to metrics. And we stopped at those discussions at that time because we had the same concerns that we have right now. And this is how to generate greater participation. So metrics can punish somehow or promote participation, and I am in favor of promoting participation and to make our participants or our colleagues fall in love with the activities that we carry out. And I think this is the best way to participate in policy making decisions and activities related to the region. So all the participants here must agree on this. Now, how are we going to use the metrics? Well, this is a way to go. This is a path to follow. Metrics should not be perhaps the main objective. I wish we could have them already by now, but I think that the most important thing now, because we will be able to discuss this beyond London, but the main objective and what we need to discuss in London and approve in London are the rules of procedures and the operating principles. And we have three things to take into account. First of all, the work done by Vanda, Leon, and Fatima, compiling all the proposals, the existing proposals that were taken to Costa Rica. At that time, there was an understanding issue because those speaking Spanish didn't have a correct interpretation into English, and now this is already translated by our interpreters and translators. This is translated into English, And I think it would be good for our colleagues, for our English-speaking colleagues, may read so that they can have clear ideas and so that they can make the necessary input. And this is the most important objective. And on the other hand, or on one hand, we need to take into account the operating principles and then the rules of procedures. This is something, this is the other big topic or important topic that we need to deal with in London. So if we have not enough time, perhaps we can deal with this after London. But of course, we need to start discussions right now. I see two people with their hands up. I don't know if this is from the previous intervention or comment. This is Wanda speaking. Well, Sergio, I'm trying to put down my hand. Alberto, this is Sergio speaking. Alberto, would you like to make a comment? Alberto Soto speaking. No, Sergio, I put my hand down. Sorry, I disconnected from internet. So, Sergio speaking.
This is Dave. I want to say something.
Sergio speaking. Dave, go ahead, please. You have the floor.
Okay. Thank you, Sergio. Well, there's so many topics, points, issues raised by everyone. Let me see if I can take some of them in turn. Regarding, you know, the idea behind Lacrallo, I mean, one of the things I'm really, really have a concern with is that I think Lacrallo needs new blood for persons to really start to participate in the discussions and the policy discussions and so forth. That's why, so in a sense, in my mind, the current proposals for the operating principles do not help in that regard. I've heard that these proposals have now been translated, but they have not yet been circulated. So I really like to see the translated version put up on the wiki so that I can really look at it carefully and then make my comments. I do have a document prepared regarding this, because going into the various points, but I've been using Google Translate to try to translate what was posted, so I mean, it may be inaccurate. So if it can get the English, if there has been the document has been translated, then let's have that document put on the wiki and circulated to members. So that's one. Going back to the issue regarding metrics, Alberto, if you look at the presentation I did, one of the ways that we looked at in terms of if you want to measure participation, there's a method by looking at the transcript of a conference call. You can get an idea how many interventions a person makes during the call. Doing that analysis, one could determine whether a person who attends a call that says they are present at the beginning of a call, but then we can count how many times that person speaks. And I think the idea here is to really, and I'm emphasizing this in the metrics call, is that we really, I don't know about setting thresholds, it's really about looking at those persons who are not participating at all in Lacrallo, and except for elections. I think once you clearly identify those, either the provision would be either those persons would not be allowed to vote in elections, maybe for be eligible for selection as a representative. I could go to some comments regarding the operating principles, but I just want to disagree with it. So that I also want to respectfully disagree with Vanda in that I don't really agree with the operating principles as they stand right now, because in short, because it removes consensus, it removes it removes consensus from our principles, which is you know, contradicts the entire multi-stakeholder model in ICANN, which attempts to work by consensus. It creates a Lakralo board, which in turn, in my mind, has the potential to create a cabal. I don't know if that translates very well. C-A-B-A-L. That would be unanswerable to the electorate, and the rest of the electorate would be shut out. And there would be no incentive to really participate, because only the board would be able to make decisions. Thirdly, we seem to be having difficulty regarding accepting individuals to participate in Lakralo, and by participate, not just attend meetings, but actually be able to vote and actually be possible for them to be selected by Lakralo. Again, I think Lakralo needs new blood and new individuals. And if there are individuals who are interested in the interest of the Internet end users, but don't want to be part of an ELS, or they're in a country without an at-large structure, they should be allowed to participate and be given the same privileges as ELS representatives. So, I think I'll stop there now. Thank you.
Sergio speaking. Thank you very much, Dev. I lost my internet connection, so I would like to know if there is someone who would like to take the floor. Alberto Soto, you have the floor. This is Alberto Soto speaking. The amendments to the operating principles do not have the objective of promoting participation. The objective of this is to optimize all the procedures and interventions, not the willing to participate. I remember that last year, when I presented this topic in the mailing list, this group was not created by that time, and I don't know if you realize, but I did, that topic made certain ALSs which do not participate to come and participate a bit more. So, since there is the opportunity to, or the possibility to count my attendance or my interventions, I will participate. The metrics, unfortunately, are the ones promoting participation. It shouldn't be like this. I agree with that. But this is not the only measure that we can take. I have spoken to many ALS representatives, and many of them did not reply. And of some others, you will see them participating in the next meeting. So we need to do extra work, and perhaps this extra work should not be carried out by the working group. Perhaps this should be done by Umberto and myself, because we are a group, and we have started with this activity. So there is not a single measure. The only thing I ask you as a group is to speed up somehow and the way we work so that we can get to London with the greater amount of topics already covered. Among others, this topic, the one we are dealing today. And if it is not finished, okay, at least fully covered. But we cannot leave the whole discussion for London. Now, I agree with what Sergio says. I don't want anyone to leave. I want everyone to participate, the ones who are already participating, and to make the effort that we'll make it, because in a while we will have a meeting regarding the crop program, and we will have two or three countries, extra countries. So perhaps we can achieve that goal without traveling, so as to avoid any economic reason or need. So the only thing we need is the willingness to work. And please, let's settle or let's establish the time frames for this. As Dev said, I know that we need to take little steps, but up to now, these little steps did not make any result. So we need to move forward as a group. Today we have a compilation of information. This is what Umberto was referring to before. And if we can work on that, we will reach London perfectly well without sterile discussions. And once we have the procedures approved and metrics, if they will, we will have a very productive activity, and we have made progress. If we take this into account, we will see that since Costa Rica, up to now, there is nothing that has been done. Thank you. Sergio speaking. Thank you, Alberto. Silvia, is there any other speaker who would like to take the floor? Silvia speaking. Deb would like to take the floor. Deb, you have the floor. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. Sergio. This is Dave. Just to mention to Alberto's comments as to the small steps, the reason why small steps haven't been made any progress is because, you know, there's been so many conditions attached to it that it was impossible to do it. So whenever there was even a small change requested, to just of the duration of the terms is extended, and so forth, and then another group within Lakralo then makes another condition attached to that. Well, we will not support that unless this condition is attached to it. So that's why, and so the reason why we haven't taken the small step is because, for some reason, we tend to add so many terms and conditions so that it becomes impossible to move forward. So my strong and urgent fervent suggestion is that, again, let's start with the simple, and this should not be any controversial things regarding the language diversity, but yet still, conditions are being attached to it. You know, so if you can have at London, if these motions were to just go through, you know, it will probably be the first sign of progress Lakralo has made since 2009-2010. So that's the first thing. Second thing, metrics. I would strongly suggest that a working group put together the metrics in terms of attendance records as a first step. And see, and by attendance records, attendance of Lakralo meetings and possibly ALAC meetings, and also the ALAC working groups. The problem is, I could assist with it, but I am very busy to be able to do all of that type of work. And so, Humberto, as secretariat, this is probably something that you would need to take charge of, and of course, anybody else who would be able to assist in this regard. So, and I suggest once that group puts together the statistics and shows and illustrates the attendance records and so forth, then you could really decide what our thresholds for metrics are. Let's not put the cart before the horse, as an expression. Thank you.
Sergio speaking. Hello, can you hear me? This is Sergio speaking. I have a strong noise in my line. I think Silvia Vivanco speaking. I think it is Sergio's line, the one causing interference. Sergio speaking. Could you please dial out to me again? Silvia Vivanco speaking. Yes, Sergio, sure.
Well, this is Dave, because I'm waiting until Sergio reconnects. Are you all still hearing me?
Alberto Soto speaking. Yes, Deb, we can hear you.
Okay.
Silvia Blanco speaking. I think Sergio is already back.
Okay. All right.
Sergio,
this is Dave. Okay. This is Dave. Let me try to summarize what I was saying. We have never been taken small steps because there's been so many conditions attached to supporting the modifications. One group wanted to extend the duration of the ALAP terms from 2 years, from to 4 years, for example, and then another group wanted diversity and so forth. So what happens then is if we were able to take any steps. And to me, the differences in language is something that should be very straightforward. So let's try to take the small step because we have never done so. Second, metrics. The metrics is somebody will need to actually go through the metrics. And go through the attendance records and so forth, and then put together some charts to show the results. And I think once we have those results, we can then decide on what our thresholds are. But I'm very busy. I can assist, but I am very busy. So, Humberto, if you're hearing me, I think you should really take the lead on this, and I will assist you as much as I can. Okay, that's it.
Sergio speaking. Thank you very much, Deb. That's a very good proposal. I don't know if Alberto could lead this activity. I wish he could. Alberto, I hope you will be able to carry out this activity. And on the other hand, I think we need to discuss during these months everything related to rules of procedures, operating principles. Now we have no excuse in terms of translation or bad translation. We need to start working at once so that we can have that information on the list next month so that we can start discussing and decide on consensus the final result. Very good work has been done, and then the result should be the approval of these by this working group, this governance working group, as a first step to keep on moving. Then we have rules of procedures and metrics. So we will need other people or other participants to deal with metrics and operate rules of procedures. I can work with a metric. This is there is a colleague who is, and this is the third meeting that he does not attend. But if he cannot attend the next meeting, okay, we will need to take up that activity so that we can have the three proposals ready to be included for our assembly in London. But of course, we need to decide this month, so we have a month ahead. Do you agree with the time, a month to work? Could you please indicate if you agree with this period of time, a month to start working? If you think that we need extra time, please state that as well. This is Alberto Soto speaking. May I speak, Sergio? Alberto Soto speaking. I can also work with a matrix. I have made a lot of progress in this regard, and this is something simple. But the only problem would be that when a Lagrano meeting ends, there is someone who should be in charge of extracting or telling the information, because that person will need to dedicate or devote time to this. So we need to find a way to avoid an overload of work so that we can compile and find out the statistics. I think a month period would be enough to have some results. Now, when it comes to the rules of procedures, well, we have made a lot of progress, and I think Fatima has done quite a lot. She sent a document not long ago. So I believe that if we can get information or feedback from that group by email, that would be enough to keep on moving. I remember that by the 15th, Sergio, you said that you could send information by the 16th, but by the 15th, the Lagrallo Working Group should send a report to the chair. So this would be on the 16th. That report should include all the work that has been done by now, the working groups, the members, and the schedule. Umberto says that this should be an automatic measurement. I agree with that, but we need to still see how we can do that. At least when it comes to attendance, these measurements should be automatic. But I need to deal with this and study this subject or this item. And we are running out of time as well. This is Sergio speaking. Yes, we are running out of time, and after this call, we have another call. And I promised the staff that we would finish on time. Deb, would you like to make any comment? Because I cannot see, I am not on the AC room. So please, if you would like to make a comment, you have the floor. Or if please type something, or if you want to speak, please type that on the chat. Now, when it comes to the operating principles work or activities, for me that is already finished. What we need to do is to make a clear reading or a good reading and see if we need to adjust any details. But I believe that it's ready. So let's check that everything is okay with that work. That work has been done by Fatima, Banda, and Leon, and it's a very good work. Because it covers all the issues that have been discussed in our region for a long time. Is there anyone who would like to speak? Silvia Vivanco speaking. No, Sergio. Sergio speaking. Is there anyone who would like to make any other comment? Okay. Sergio speaking. So I will close this meeting with two topics. Please, we need the mailing list. I don't know if it is already created, but I hope, and if it is created, I hope it is already working so that we can discuss all these topics for the months to come. So we will need the mailing list up and running. Silvia Gisela, do you know if we have that mailing list already available? Silvia Ivanko speaking. I am checking with Gisela. I knew it was already complete. Only Fatima was missing, but it was already created. Sergio speaking. So this means that we have a mailing list available for the governance working group. Is that correct? Silvia Vivanco speaking. Yes. Sergio speaking. Okay. Then the other topic to start debating and discussing has to do with the Lacroix operating principles. This is the document that has been translated to both languages. Another action item is to work with Carlos, with Alberto Soto, in relation to the matrix item. And then we need to we need the confirmation by Jose Arce in terms of the rules of procedure. So please, Silvia, could you please take note of these action items, and once you have done that, we can bring this call to an end. So thank you very much. Happy Eastern, and thank you very much to our interpreters.